the wall down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more, the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. The big ship and crew were born to be chewed when the gales of November come early. One pride on the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, she was bigger than most, with a crew and a captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when she left fully loaded for Cleveland. Later that night, as ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they've been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound. The wave broke over the railing, and every man knew, captain did too, but the witch of November comes stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had waned when the gales of November came slashing. Afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's just too rough to feed you." 7 p.m., the main hatchway caved in. Said, "Fellas, been a pleasure to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and his big ship and crew were in peril. Later that night, as his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Searchers all say that it made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. And the searchers that time were the ship right behind, brave men that would battle the weather. But they could ignore many fathoms below, held the fate of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And then mine split up, or they might have capsized, and they may have broke deep into the water. Now all that remains is the faces and the names, and the wives and the sons and the daughters. Ice water match. Oh, Michigan steams like the young man's dreams. Her islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie will send her. And the big lake they call Michigan. The Puritan never gives up her dead when the gales of November come.